Hi, this is Bob Barney with the Plain Truth Today's Friday Wrap-Up, brought to you by theplaintruth.com. And we're going to go through the big stories of the week, as well as what's going to be playing tomorrow on our Saturday or our Sabbath broadcast. We always have one in the morning. That's a religious show. We have an entertainment show at night at 7:11 p.m. And we'll go over that as well when we get to the end of what's going on this week. And the big thing this week is either going to pick the war, or now it's actually progressing into the Red Sea, into Suez Canal. This is a disaster in the making. We just do not know what we're doing. You can't tell me that if the Americans wanted to win this war, they could. And then you have to wonder, are people just getting rich playing the stock market and the poly market game? Because there doesn't seem to be an interest in ending this war, which we could do if we really wanted to. And it seems to me, and I've been bringing this up for the last few weeks, that President Trump is filling biblical prophecy of creating both the King of the North and the King of the South, because the King of the North is going to come out of Europe. We know that from the Bible. We know that from the book of Daniel. We know it's a revived Holy Roman Empire. Think of World War II. Think of what Hitler was like. Now, take that same scenario, but instead of being against or at war, really, with the Catholic Church, that this new Antichrist Hitler type actually aligns with the Catholic Church, and then there is this unholy alliance between the two, the Antichrist and the false prophet, which is the Pope. And that is what the Bible says is going to happen. So when Trump is dishing Europe and he's causing Europe with these tariffs and these nonsensical games he's playing with Europe, they are starting to look at, if they want to defend themselves, they can't depend on America anymore. Now, I know a lot of Americans out there, I have to say this, I know a lot of Americans out there think it would be good if Europe was forced to defend themselves. Well, we had a lot of good leaders in the past that knew better. They understood that with Japan and Germany especially, but also Europe in general, that basically we would defend them against Russia or against other enemies, because we knew that if they did rearm, they would eventually become very militaristic, and eventually the United States of America would become their target. Now, if you believe in biblical prophecy, as I do and this show does, you also realize there is a devil. And the devil knows who the identity of the United States of America is. The devil knows the identity of France and Netherlands and England and the Jewish people. They also know the identity of who the Germanic people of Germany today is. That's the old ancient Assyrian Empire. They reached their zenith right before Babylonians Nebuchadnezzar reached his zenith and pushed them out. And they're the ones that conquered the northern tribes of Israel and took them into captivity, into Europe eventually. Although our leaders probably didn't understand biblical prophecy and who the identity of the people were, they did accurately understand that the Germanic people, if they were to rearm, would become aggressive again, like they were in World War I and World War II. And you can say, and you can disagree and agree with Donald Trump, that Europe has to pay for their own defense. But the policy that was started by George Marshall, FDR, later by Eisenhower, John Kennedy, and every other president until Donald Trump, of becoming the protector of Europe, the policy has kept the militaristic powers of Germany from taking hold. And you're seeing just in the last 9 months how many German right wingers are winning elections, getting into office, and are talking against not Russia but America. And America's going to become the enemy. And there's a reason why, because Satan the devil is inspiring them, and Satan the devil knows the identity of America, that we are lost Israel, we are the Ephraim of prophecy of the Bible. And so by Donald Trump's harsh treatment of Europe and kicking them out of the club of NATO, for example, is only encouraging Europe to form a dictatorship, as the Bible predicts it will, a Holy Roman revival of empire. And you're going to see someday, I'm not predicting the date, I have no idea what the date's going to be, But the Bible is clear that there will be a king of the north aligned with the Catholic Church, reviving the Holy Roman Empire. And the big enemy of the king of the north is not going to be America. They're going to conquer us. Not going to be Russia. They're going to conquer them. It's going to be the king of the south. And the king of the south is a United States of Islamic Republics. And it's going to go all the way from Morocco and all the way over North Africa into the Middle East and as far west, almost to China. And that Islamic Republic is going to be the main enemy of the King of the North, and they're going to be nuclearly armed. So what happens this week? Not only does Donald Trump help Europe decide America's not their friend and going their own way, now he is telling the Saudi Arabian prince, who's going to be the king, that the United States is going to allow them to get into the nuclear enrichment program. And anybody with a brain knows, you know, Saudi Arabia's got all the oil in the world. They don't need nuclear power. It's not nuclear power they're looking for. They're looking for nuclear weapons because they're afraid of Iran. And the second Saudi Arabia gets nuclear weapons, Turkey also wants nuclear weapons. And we're going to see the absolute mass proliferation of nuclear weapons in the Middle East prophesied in the Bible when you understand that in a single day, up to 1 billion people between the Tigris and Euphrates River is going to be annihilated. And the only thing that could do that is an A-bomb or an H-bomb, actually. That's what's going to happen. And when you allow Saudi Arabia, who I personally think is the location of the King of the South, they have in their territory the most holy place for Muslims, and that is Mecca. And the Prophet Muhammad came from Arabia. That, to me, is the most ideal location, in my opinion, without God telling me anything different. And the Bible is kind of silent on it, that the king of the south is going to come out of Arabia. And it looks like we, the United States of America, under Donald Trump, believe it or not, is going to give them nuke technology, and they are going to become the enemy of the entire world and against Europe, against America, and even against China eventually. And that is why you see in Revelation a 200 million a man army coming from China, in which I believe personally will be under the control of a militarized Japan, because Trump is allowing that to happen too, because no one in the world trust America is going to protect them anymore under Donald Trump. And I know there's a lot of Americans who think that's a great idea. The isolationist Americans, we've been around for a long time, the Americans isolationist movement, it helped cause World War II, if you want to believe that or not, it did. Because we are the superpower that the devil wants to destroy. No matter how we treat our enemies, they're going to be our enemies because Satan is going to make sure of it. I know this is not what you hear in most news programs. They don't talk about God and Satan and prophecy, but the Bible does. And if you don't understand the Bible and you don't understand prophecy, then you're not going to understand what's going to happen in the future, because tomorrow's headlines are found in the pages of your Bible. And that's the plain, simple truth, or the plain truth, as I like to say. It's found in your Bible. And there is going to be a king in the north, and there's going to be a king in the south. And I'll tell you the truth. I never thought for one moment that these two beasts of the end time in the Bible and found in Daniel and Revelation especially, that these two monsters were going to be made by the United States and by a Republican Donald Trump of the United States. It blows my mind. I have to tell you right now, I am very concerned about it, and I don't even understand what's going on with this war with Iran. We could stop this war tomorrow. We should have took Kurg Island right away. We should have taken out all of their missile defense system and offense system in southeastern Iran. We have the military capability of ending this war tomorrow. And then you got to ask yourself, are there people who don't want to end this war tomorrow? And are they just manipulating the stock market and poly market? It always seems on Thursdays and Fridays, and especially Friday afternoons, like today, you hear some kind of a real scary thing coming from the lips of President Trump, only to be fulfilled over the weekend, and the stock market crashes over the weekend, especially one Monday morning when it opens up, oil goes up, stock market goes down, and you have to wonder if it's planned, because we could end this war with a victory if we wanted to. We don't seem to want to. It's like Vietnam all over again. And it just, it bothers me, because I am an American patriot and I want to see America last a little bit longer. I understand what the Bible says, who we are, and what ultimately is going to happen to us. But I don't want it to happen to us in our lifetime if we could prevent it. But it doesn't look like we're going to prevent it with the path we're going down today. I'll be right back. Hi, Bob Barney for The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com and the place to go to find out what's happening in today's news, to understand biblical prophecy concerning today's news, and especially tomorrow's headlines. You find that in the pages of theplaintruth.com, these podcasts called The Plain Truth Today, Your Health Today, for example, and the message board, as well as the main page of theplaintruth.com. Go there every single day and find out what's going on in today's world, what you need to know about it, and what, if anything, God has to say about it. Because ultimately, what God thinks about it and what God thinks about the future of this country and the future of the world, it's all in God's hands. It's not in your hands. It's not in Donald Trump's hands. It's not in my hands. It's in the hands of the living God. Even Satan the devil has to take his orders from the Lord God Almighty. You see that in the pages of the Bible. The devil does not have any authority to do anything that God does not allow the devil to do. It's that simple. Plaintruth.com. Please go there every day. And we're back to the second third of the program, and we're going to get into the next topic of this week. We're just a few months away from the 2026 midterm elections, and if history is any target or viewpoint of what's going to happen, the Republicans should lose a lot of seats in the House and a few seats in the Senate. And with the problem going on in the Trump administration and Trump 2.0, that could be catastrophic to this country, and it could be catastrophic to the Republican Party and, to, like I said, and to the American people. However, Donald Trump has an ally, and that is the Communist Democratic Party, who just simply wants to push down their communist agenda on the American citizenry, which is not, contrary to what you're listening to on the news, what you're being told, it simply is not what the American people want to see. Yeah, you can go to New York City, you can go to Seattle, you can go to LA, you can go to some of these cities where you have a lot of liberals living there, and you have a lot of, and mostly welfare recipients living there, who are voting, and they're voting their pocketbook. They don't have one. They're actually voting your pocketbook, and they're going to take from you and give to themselves. And that is how communists gain power. The problem is, and I just don't see the Democrats realizing this, the country as a whole is not going to swallow communist doctrine, and they're going to lose everywhere they try in nationwide elections. And I actually believe, if something doesn't change really quick in the Democratic Party, and honestly, I don't see it happening right now, the Republicans might keep the House and gain in the Senate, because they're just putting up the most nonsensical candidates I've ever seen in my life. And it's just really close to this election, and they are bungling it. Donald Trump is trying to hand them the victory with some of his insane policies, but the Democrats are even more insane. And I pity this country if the Democrats ever did win this November, what they would end up doing to this country. And there's a hint. If you're a worker and you own anything and you pay taxes, you will be the target. And it's not going to be the welfare recipients. It's not going to be the illegal aliens. And that's what I want to morph into in this third part of Friday Wrap-Up. New Jersey admitted that 6,000 illegal aliens were on their voting rolls. And listen to this, only 400 cast ballots. Well, I thought there was no evidence of election fraud. I hear this from Chris Cuomo. I listen to the liberals. I listen to even what you would call, which I hate to say this, mainstream Democrats, no such thing, but they keep saying there is no credible evidence of election fraud. Well, we covered last Friday's wrap-up. There's history, a history of election fraud going all the way back to the 1800s, going to the John Kennedy election over Richard Nixon, when any scholar knows that Richard Nixon won that election and that it was stolen in Chicago by only 9,000 votes. And in one state, New Jersey, you had at least 400 illegal aliens voting. Does that not prove the point that we have to have ID in order to vote, and we have to rein in these mail-in ballots? That is the scam that the Democratic Party put across using COVID to really make it happen, to steal elections. And the Democrats are the king of stealing elections. Do not kid yourself. And if I am not necessarily in favor of the Real ID law that Trump is trying to pass through Congress, because there's a lot of problems with that law, including married women whose name changed from their birth certificate when they got married, may be denied a vote if they can't produce a birth certificate and a marriage license. That is in that law, I've been told. I haven't read it for myself, but I believe it. You know, like everything else that happens in politics today, the left goes absurdly to the left, and the right, which is the Republican Party today, goes absurdly to the right. And nobody finds a common sense balance, a balance that the average American who's paying all the bills, and it ain't the billionaires, by the way, it's you and I, if you're working and I'm working, are paying all the bills. We're not all the way to the left, and we're not all the way to the right. We want to be left alone. We want a government to leave us alone. We want honest and fair elections. We want taxation that is fair and not usury against the working class. And we want politicians who are not corrupt. And I'm sorry to say, I believe the current situation in politics, and it's not just the D.C. swamp, it's the swamp in every state capital in the United States today. I think corruption reigns in all politics, in both parties, that everyone is selling their office to the highest bidder. Corruption, like I said, is reigning, and the American people are footing the bill. And the problem with that is, eventually, the American people are going to turn on this form of government and look for another answer. And that other answer they're going to find, with the help of Satan, is not a good answer. It's going to be communism. And eventually, if we cannot clean up our corrupt politics. Donald Trump went to Washington to clean up the swamp. Well, he's made the swamp into a sewer. And every state capital, and I got news for you, even the town you're living in, I can guarantee you that probably the majority of the politicians, from your mayor to the board of selectmen or your city council, the majority of them, I hate to say this, but I think the majority of them are corrupt. They're corrupt. They justify their corruption, but needless to say, they are corrupt. And it's a scourge that God is not happy with, I can guarantee you. You read the Bible and you see what God thinks about corrupt kings and corrupt government. And God turns against those nations. And God seems to be turning against America. Look at all of these natural disasters. It has nothing to do with global warming. That's a hoax. That's a satanic hoax, like evolution. But the truth is, the weather is changing to the bad. And what countries seem to be suffering the most? It's the countries of Israel. Lost Israel at that. United States, Canada, England, France, the Netherlands, Scandinavia. These are all the lost tribes of Israel, as mentioned in your Bible. And they are having some very bad weather. And it's not to do with global warming. It just may have to do with God is mad at this nation and the lost tribes of Israel, and is trying to shock us through disaster and tragedy and forest fires and floods to clean up our act. And we're just not doing it. And it's a problem that I see not going away soon. And I hope that eventually we have some leaders that can bring us back to civility and to honesty, or we are going to tumble out of the world stage quicker than I ever thought in my lifetime I would see. I'll be right back after this word from theplaintruth.com. Hi, and this is a brief moment for theplaintruth.com. It's the place to go to figure out what's going on in today's news, with the aspect that God is involved with today's news and has predicted tomorrow's headlines. You find that on the Plain Truth Today broadcast, as well as theplaintruth.com. Thank you very much. And we're back for the last segment of the show before we get into the weekend. And I wanted to talk about the continuing really bleak economy that we're in. Basically, the stock market is raging along. And if you're lucky enough to have money in the stock market, you have been doing really well. And I believe that is very short-lived to come. We are moving into the time when the stock markets historically always do bad, and that is September, October, and November, especially October. And I would be surprised, and I may be wrong, I'm no stock guru, but I am actually going to take my IRA and take it out of the stock market probably in a week or two and move it into a money market just for safety. I'd rather have 5 or 6% than lose 20 or 25%, which I think could possibly happen this fall. Like I said, I'm not a stock guru, but I would, if I was an older person that needs their IRA, I would get it out of the stock market pretty darn quick. And it's just simply that bad. I'm going to play this about the economy from Fox News, which is, you know, usually Trump apologetic news. But just listen to this, and then we'll get into the weekend.
Just closing in on November, let's talk about how the midterm elections are shaping up right now. Fox News chief political analyst Britt Hume joins us again this evening. Good evening, Britt. You look at our polls, and you look at the condition of the economy, and this is the one for midterms we look at closely, and that is excellent or good, 24%, only fair or poor, 76%. And that has got to have Republicans, Senate and House, concerned.
Oh, absolutely, Brad, and the truth is there's not much good news for Republicans in this whole poll we did. You know, underwater on the economy, as you showed, underwater on affordability. Those two issues are front and center for sure. Republicans have a little bit of a lead on national security and, I guess, law enforcement. But everywhere you look, Republicans are down. Now, there is a bit of good news. As you mentioned, the redistricting will help them with seats in the House, and they will probably need every one of them that they can get from that. And the other thing is, of course, that on the question of intensity of voter sentiment, it appears that Republicans are down. But if you add the people who were very likely to those who are extremely likely to vote, the difference for Democrats is very slight. So Republicans can take some faith and some hope for that. But, you know, with an unpopular incumbent in this particular presidency in its first midterm, the weight of history is pretty strong, and the party in power in the White House has historically, with very few exceptions, done very poorly in the midterm like this one.
And that's really what the Republican fear is. They have a president right now that is just going amok when it comes to this war with Iran, when it comes to his mouth. He just can't shut up. But he's got something going for him, and that's the Communist Democrat Party that is trying to throw communism and what they call socialism and communism down the throats of the American public. I don't think that will happen. I still think the Democrats probably are going to do better than they should. But at the same time, I don't think they're going to do as good as they could have if they ran a normal campaign. And that's the Friday wrap-up. I just wanted to end with the economy, because anybody, and I heard Donald Trump say the other day, anybody who says this economy ain't the greatest economy in the world is an idiot. Well, I'm an idiot, and I think everybody listening to me is an idiot. You go try to buy some gas. Gas is going back up because of a war we should have never been in. Anyway, this weekend, just going to tomorrow is the Sabbath day. And I always say this. God commands us to observe the Sabbath day. And the Sabbath day is not Sunday. If you're going to follow the Bible, both Old and New Testament, there's only one day that you are supposed to worship God. It is not Sunday. It is the Sabbath day, which we call, after the pagan name Saturn, god of Saturn, Saturday, but it is really the Sabbath day. God doesn't call his days by names. We don't have a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, or Saturday in God's calendar. It's the first day of the week, the second day of the week, the third day of the week, the sixth day of the week, also known as Preparation Day, and the Sabbath day, or the seventh day of the week. Same thing with months, by the way. But anyway, tomorrow in the morning, we're going to have a video. It's only about a half hour, and it's entitled, What Happened Between the Old and New Testament, the 400 Years of Silence. And you're going to find out that a lot of things happened in those 400 years, not just Julius Caesar and Cleopatra, but also the Maccabees Revolt, Hanukkah, and just in general, a lot of history happened in those 400 years, and it's a very good video. It's, like I said, I think it's 30 minutes, and I think anybody who watches it would be intrigued to realize there is silence in the Bible of those 400 years, but not in history. And then tomorrow night, the 7:11 p.m., we're going to do another movie. We don't usually do movies. We usually do TV shows or radio shows or a lot of short story reading. But lately, I thought more and more people maybe are listening, and you can listen to a movie just as much as you can watch it, but a lot of people can cast their phone or their computer to their TV, or they even have internet on their TV, and they can just watch the movie. And it's a film noir, and that means it's a black film. And that is a term they give to the 1940s movies, some early 1950s movies, that are mystery suspense stories. And tomorrow's is called Undertow. It's a 1949 flick, follows a person called Tony Regan, an ex-gangster trying to go straight and ends up getting framed for a murder, which he didn't do, of course, framed, of his former mob boss. And he goes on the run to clear his name with the help of from a school teacher and a detective friend. And Tony Regan is played by Scott Brady, and he wants to settle down and open up a legitimate mountain lodge near Reno. He wants to go straight, but he has to travel back to Chicago to settle affairs with his crime boss, who ends up being murdered, and to marry that crime boss's niece, Sally. But he gets help from somebody named Anne, who's a kind woman who believes in his innocence. It's a really good suspenseful flick, and it's well done. A lot of these film noirs are very, very interesting to watch. They never get a lot of 4 stars, I will admit, but when you watch them, you can't turn them off. They're really good. But there's another side note about this. It's one of Rock Hudson's very early movie appearances before he became a major, major movie star. And it's not spelled R-O-C-K here in the title. It's R-O-C Hudson. And I guess he hadn't really figured out his Hollywood name yet when he did this film from 1949. Rock Hudson really didn't become a major star. I believe it was that Elizabeth Taylor movie. I can't think of what it was, around 1955. So this is before he was a very famous star. That is the movie called Undertow, tomorrow night at 7:11 p.m. Remember, on Saturdays we have 2 shows, the 7:11 a.m. religious show, at 7:11 p.m., an entertainment show. And then Sunday we will have the 7:11 a.m. show, which will be a weekly wrap-up that we get either like Mark Halperin's or other weekly wrap-ups of what happened during the week. And that will be Sunday. It's Monday through Friday. We're 3 times a day, 7:11 a.m., noontime. Usually that's my broadcast. And 7:11 p.m. From Monday through Friday. The Friday 7:11 p.m. are these Friday wrap-ups. So anyway, until Monday, I hope everyone has a blessed, safe weekend and a Sabbath day tomorrow. Look into it if you're not following it, because that's what you're supposed to be doing. This is Bob Barney for The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com. I hope everyone has a safe, blessed weekend, and we'll be back here Monday with a noontime show, but 7:11 a.m. as well, and of course, tomorrow and Sunday. Bye-bye.